So behind my middle school, there's this big fence, and there was this hole in it. And all the cool kids would go back there to cut classes or to smoke some cigs. And this was also the hole that I would travel through every day after school to get home. Now, if you were to get into a time machine and travel back to the year 1996, you would see a 12-year-old version of CJ ducking through that hole on the last day of school of sixth grade. But this CJ has the worst head of bleach blonde hair you've ever seen, like straw that he meticulously combs down over his forehead every day so that it somewhat resembles the other bowl cuts in the 99% white suburb that I lived in. Because at that time, I just wanted to be cool. I just wanted to be noticed. And I was doing an okay job at it. Towards the middle of the year, I had already become friends with the seventh graders, okay? This was a big deal. These were the cool kids. They would take me with them into the woods to smoke weed and to the CVS to steal X-Men cards. My life was perfect. Until one day when my dad called me in the room and he said those words that any kid hates to hear. We're moving. And he gave me an ultimatum. He said, you can either go to boarding school or military school. And I was crushed. I mean, middle school is like some sort of jungle, right? And I'd spent all year sort of hacking this path for myself, and it felt like my dad was just grabbing me and just tossing me back into the wilderness. So I made myself a promise right then. I decided if I'm going to leave this school, I promise I will leave in style. So I started hatching a plan. I wanted to do something big. I wanted to do something that people would remember for generations. I wanted to pull the prank of pranks. I would build a bomb. And I would bring it to school. What? That was my idea. And before you get nervous, let's remember this was before Columbine. This was a different, more innocent world where building a bomb was something you did with your bored suburban friends by stuffing fireworks into a tennis ball and tossing it into the woods. It was strangely this like quintessential weird prankster's holy grail in the 90s for some reason. And I had it planned out perfectly in my head. There was this 15-minute period of time between when classes got out and buses took off. And I would get down to the field as soon as possible, and I'd go out to the empty baseball field and set it off. And if I timed this right, I could get through the fence and be gone by the time anyone got down and to see my masterpiece. And if I could think of how to build it right, maybe I could get this bomb to spell my name in the ground. And then maybe this singed earth would just stay there forever. And that generations from now, kids would still point at it and remember my legacy. And the baseball diamond would have to be shifted so that outfielders wouldn't fall in CJ Hunt's name-shaped hole. So I set about building it. I took a tennis ball container and then I shoved it full of fireworks from our fireworks drawer. Shout out to anyone who grew up with a fireworks drawer. Why did we have that? And then I put in some rocket engines, and then I put in, to top it off, I sprayed in some Windex, because on the Windex bottle it says flammable, and I'm in sixth grade, so I know what that means. And I step back and I look at it and I think, now this is some hijinks. So the last day of school comes and I have the bomb in my bag and I keep it a secret all day. And by a secret, I mean I would lean over and go, I have a bomb. And 3:15 comes, which I know and you know now is bomb time. So I get down to the field. But by that time, all my fans had already assembled because word got out, I don't know how. Okay, and I take the bomb out. And everyone crowds around, because that's smart. Everyone crowd around the bomb. And I light a match, and I drop it in, and nothing happens. So I light another match, and then a pack of matches, and I drop it in, and nothing happens. I take some paper out of my bag, and I light it on fire, and I hold it inside the bomb container. And nothing happens. Because apparently, Windex is a liquid. And when you spray a liquid on fireworks, it kills them. And I can remember the feeling of disappointment standing there on that field as I watched all the cool kids head to the buses. And I felt like a failure who had just missed my one opportunity at greatness. That 12-year-old version of me didn't understand that he was at the crossroads between two paths. One path where the bomb goes off and he loses a hand. Or he gets arrested. Or most likely, he never makes it out of that crowd and he never makes it out of that small town. And the other path, where he ducks through the fence, buys some X-Men cards, and heads off to boarding school, where he would learn about things like theater and speech and debate and things that make him the sort of dramatic nerd that I became, the things that make him into me. And those things that shift our path, it's astounding how small they are. No bigger than a handful of fireworks, or a spray of Windex, or a hole in the fence.
Talk to the bomb, will we go to hell? Talk to the bomb.